We all have jobs.
Well, dress like a seat night in the media room.
Well, that's what happens when Carolina's in town.
It's too bad we don't have like champagne in here.
Yeah, little.
Should have been coaches privileged tonight, right?
See my little glistening tie?
I like glistening.
Not bow tie, but.
Here.
Okay. Go ahead. No? Your work's done here.
They came in with a PK in the league and you end up getting two power play goals against them. Was there something challenging about their PK that?
Well, they have, what's challenging is they throw a lot of pressure at you and they're really good at anticipating. The key for us was we won every face-off before the goals, and you have to do that. It gives you just a better chance to score. So we won that first one, scored, and then you know, catch a break on the 5-on-3, and you know, it goes down as a 5-on-4, but you know, it's really a 5-on-3 goal, which you need to try and score on those, and we did. But it was big that we won the face-offs, and we were able to move the puck fast enough around their pressure, but that was big for us as, you know, special teams became a big part of the game since we went 2-for-3 and they went 0-for-4, and that was the difference.
Was it a little bit more efficient being able to play with a lead this time around?
Well, that was it's a strong point of contention in the locker room before the game was playing with the lead because we haven't done it very often. And so you could tell the guys were digging in to get that first one. You know, it was just, you didn't want them to exhale and say, okay, we got the first one, that's it. But, you know, they ended up getting the second one. And but you got to give credit to Carolina because we got that third goal. And to be honest, we took our foot off the pedal and they didn't. And for a team that played the night before, a little, you know, discouraging for us in the sense that we really could have put this team away and Carolina made a game of it. And you know, I know it ended up 3-1, but Vasilevskiy had to make a lot of quality saves at big times to make sure it was 3-1.
So I think he gave up three great goals in the second period.
Yeah, I was there. I had a really good seat for it.
Another game where you lose a player to injury, just
yeah, it's I don't time. No update. It's funny. Steve and I were talking about. You know, we talk every single day, but the only thing we ever talk about is who we're calling up next. And that's our conversation basically after every game. And so hopefully 2017 we can talk about the game instead of who's injured and who has to get called up next. So anyway, we've got a day to see how everybody is and we'll evaluate.
And one of those guys who has come up is Matthew Pekka, picks up his first point tonight. Just what kind of impact has he had here?
Well, he's the first game's always the energy game. That's the excitement. I think they leave the game and they have no idea what just happened. Everything settles down a little bit, but he's actually gotten better. He's competing hard. He's got a really good stick. Gosh, he almost had a highlight reel move there that got caught in his feet, but he can win face-offs. He's fast. He's strong in his skates. He's competing hard and deserves to play. He's doing well.
And so you never expect to bring a guy up like that and jump him into an offense role, but are kind of forcing
him
to kind of be almost like a top six guy in some ways.
Who? Matter. Yeah, well, they shorten their bench to three lines, and pretty much we shorten our bench to three lines, and he was part of that group, and they were matched up against Skinner's line, who's between him and Rask, and they're having a heck of a year, and they pretty much shut him down, so they did a real good job.
I feel like Vasilevskiy is getting stronger with these consecutive starts. He's been
I do. I think he's. I think there was a point there when Bish went down. I think, Vasi might have been feeling a little bit of the weight of the world on him. That now I've got to carry this team, and that's not the case at all. We've got to carry the team, and all he has to do is if we do break down, try and bail us out when we can. And a big thing with him was don't worry about anything, but just worry about being yourself in the net. And he really has. And it's just, I think he was just putting a lot of pressure on himself to carry our team. And he's already an outstanding goaltender. And as you saw tonight, he's really kind of settling into his role now, and it's really, really nice to see.
He was hard on himself even after he played really well in the game against Toronto. You said he put a lot of pressure on this. Is that something that you had to talk to?
Yeah, well, we talk about it, and he's I think that's what makes him good. I mean, he might be hard on himself after he gets a shutout. So it's but that's the competitor in him. And sometimes you have to pull these guys back a little bit from being so, like, ultra-competitive. But he wants to win, and he wants to do well, and that's why he's the goalie he is. It's those guys, really those, they strive to be the best, and eventually they become the best.
Talk about how consistency is your Achilles heel, that you guys have strung together five games now, home with points. Do you feel like you're finally starting to find it now?
Well, as a coach, you know, you're never ever satisfied until you're lifting the Stanley Cup. And but I think we brought this up earlier when this, what do we have, like 7 of 8 at home?
Yeah.
And how we had to, we were so road heavy, we kind of grinded through that. We have to grind through now the end of January coming up when we have this 13-day trip. But in between there, we've got 7 of 8 at home, and you have to point at home. And we're not done yet, but you know, we've taken, what, 7 of 8 points now, and if we want to get back into this race, we have to do it, and we are.
Thank you.
Good. See you next year.
Yeah, tomorrow.